We thank God for just being God. We thank God that we are a people that have sense enough to know that we can laugh. God wouldn't have us to be so stuffy and so full of ourselves to where we can't have joy in this life that he has given us. So I thank God for joy. I thank God for laughter. I thank God for allowing me another opportunity just to stand and declare his mighty word. The gospel according to St. Matthew out of the 25th chapter that you've already heard in your hearing, I will pick up again at verse 17. Likewise, he that had received two, he also gained other two. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. If we are to use a thought or subject this morning, we want to propose a question. What kind of servant are you? What kind of servant are you? God is such a mighty good God this morning. Anybody just glad about Jesus? Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's something about, I guess it's the heat, but it seems like we sort of lost something here this morning. But we got to sort of just dig a little deeper, pray a little harder, and know that it's still worth it all to give God the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have been too blessed to sit back on God like we're just going through the motions. But that's what it looked like this morning. It looked like we're just going through the motions. It's time for the choir to sing, the choir sing. Now it's time for the preacher to preach, I preach. But are we going to get anything? So you got to want something. And if you want it, you got to really want it. You got to not think about how hard it is. You got to not think about how many bills you still got to pay. You got to not think about the pains in your body. You just got to think about what a blessing it is. Just to be still counted amongst the living. Anybody glad to be alive this morning? Hallelujah! We come into God's house. We come into the house of the Lord. We ought to worship him. We ought to have a mind to lift him up. We've been blessed by the best. And despite ourselves, God has still been good to us. There's not an individual in here that cannot say God has been good to me. And if we would examine and we look back over our lives, there's something wrong with all of us. All of us have done something in our life that was out of the will of God. For the Bible declares all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then we have a mind to come to God's house and sit like we're doing him a favor because we're in the house of God. You're not doing God a favor. God got angels singing holy, holy right now. We trying to get there. The angels are already there. Too many times we get beyond ourselves and we think it's all about us. We fail to realize that we still didn't get up all by ourselves this morning. We fail to realize that it's not our blood that's running warm in our veins. It's his blood. And it's his breath that he gave us. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's another day, and it's a day that we ought to praise and magnify the Lord our God. Jesus is his name. What a name, what a name. The Bible said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And those of you that don't have anything to say, every mouth, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords. You're one that said, I don't go for all of that. It don't take all of that. Whenever it gets your time to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, you're going to want any and everything that you got to say, Lord, can you remember that I'm just a child of God sitting by the wayside waiting on my train? Yeah.
because I'm on my way home.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Today we celebrate Stewardship Day, taking the time out to recognize and to thank God for all the people of God that make this church and other churches. But I'm going to deal with this church this morning. This church, what it is. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. And I find that it takes all of us working together and striving to be what God would have us to be. For I found out a long time ago that you cannot do everything all by yourself. I don't care how much energy you got. I don't care how smart you think you are. I don't care how many resources you have. You cannot do anything all by yourself, especially when it comes to working in the house of God. When it comes to making this place be what God would have it to be, it takes all of God's children. And we know that all of God's children are not workers. Oh, no. We're not all workers. We are members. Many members, but one body in Christ. But only a very few will do the work. But I just thank God for the few, because we got a large number of people that sometimes like to say that they're doing something, but you got to do something that matters. You got to do something that is pleasing, not to man, but to the Lord our God. I really don't know what I would do if it wasn't for the faithful few. In every church, you got a faithful few that you can always depend on. And I thank God. I thank God because they have learned to make sacrifice time and time again to take care of the needs of the church as well as some of the desires that we have, some of the things that we just want to do. There's some things that we do we don't have to do. But we thank God for the effort. We thank God for giving us a mind and having ideas and trying to do things to keep people together and to keep the fellowship together. That's what the social was all about, just to keep people together, to give them something to do and to have somewhere to go. It wasn't that we got to do, but it's a good thing to have something to do. And then sometimes we like to sit back and say, well, I won't do this and I won't do that. But we got to understand, when we say that we are members of a Missionary Baptist Church, we read our covenant. It starts out by saying, having been led as we believe, not as I believe, not as he believed, but as we believe. So we are in this thing together. We have too many folk that sit back and make excuses why we don't do. Then we look for a reason to do nothing. Anybody know any folk that just look for a reason to do nothing? Every time you say that we got a project coming up, you already got this to do, you got that to do, you got a backache, you got something going on that hinders you from being able to take your part in what needs to be done. And it happens all over the land. It happens all over the land. So don't feel bad about it. Just do something about it. Get up off the pew of do nothing and find yourself something to do for the cause of Christ. It might just be standing up praying for somebody. It might just be giving a smile to somebody that had a real bad day. You don't never know who you are able to help when you carry the Spirit of God with you. Because there's somebody sometimes that's going through and they just don't know nobody. They don't have any idea that God really cares. And then here you come along not thinking or not knowing that they're going through, but the love of God that's inside of you. And that Spirit radiates and it goes outside of you. And you ought to have a spirit that somebody can feel some good coming from you. You ought to have a spirit that somebody can feel the love of Christ within you. Because if you love people, you got to love Christ. And if you got the love of Christ, it ought to be able to shine in your lives. Sometimes we forget that it takes more than faith and believing God, because the Bible declared that faith without works is dead, being alone. And then James says, show me your faith by your works. So if you are a believer, if you got faith in God, then the Bible declared that we will begin to work for God. If we work for God, then we will be good stewards for God. If that be the case, you would think when we look at the condition of the people in God's house, you will begin to question how much faith do we have if you look at the amount of work we do. Anybody understand that? Faith without works is dead. We all say we believe in God. We all, whenever somebody say anybody love Jesus, we ready to throw up our hands. But if we are believers, we ought to learn that we got to learn how to work for the Lord. We tend to sit back and look on and we realize that it doesn't concern us. It's not our responsibility to do this, that, or the other. But the sad thing is that the ones that won't do the work, they do have a mouth to criticize those that are doing the work. And then they will critique those that do the work. Now, if you're not going to do the work, don't you be so choosy about how the work is being done. That there are some folks that don't want to do nothing, but they want to tell you how to do it. Anybody know any folk like that? It don't just happen in the church house. It might be happening at your house. You didn't wash the dishes, right? But they ain't washed the dish in their life. It is easy to be on the outside looking in and always be able to find some fault. But when you are the one that's actually doing the work, the individual don't know the sacrifices that you have to make sometimes to do the job that you do. Sometimes you're just like anybody else. You don't feel like going. Sometimes you don't have a mindset that I want to be there. You just know that out of responsibility, the love of Christ, and because I'm committed and I'm a steward of God, I got to go and do what I got to do. What we need to know and understand is that as stewards, we are to manage God's work through the church. God has appointed all Christians to be stewards on earth. Stewardship is not an option. Being a steward is a necessary part of being a believer. Because if we believe in the gospel, then we ought to be able to share the good news. You can't share the good news unless you get up and do something. You have to open up your mouth. You have to do something. And then sometimes you just have to walk the walk. But there are times that you don't have to tell nobody that you say it. All you got to do is walk. You got to tell nobody you love them. Just show them that you love them. If the only time you know somebody love you is when they tell you they love you, then there's something a little wrong with that love. I want to feel the love. I want to know that the love is there without being told. You ain't got to tell me what I already know. Thank you, Jesus. As Christians this morning, we got to learn that God wants us to take care of our responsibilities. It is up to us to manage the affairs of God's house. And as stewards, we are nothing but servants. Webster defines a servant as a person who expresses submission, debt, or deep respect to another. If we respect God like we ought to, if we reverence God to be God of God, King of kings, and Lord of lords, then we would find ourselves giving him the respect and the honor that he is due. If we respect God as God's servants, we will begin to work for him. And I find that there should be a bit of servant spirit in all of us. For we were all created by God. We were uniquely made to have dominion over all the other creatures that God had made. We are God's special creation. And that could have been very easy. We could have been on Easy Street. We had it made. But because of sin and disobedience, that's why we have to work. You see, when God created us, he didn't intend for us to have to work. God said, I'm going to make man and I'm going to give man everything that he needs. All man got to do is do what I say do. And man found himself falling short. And ever since man fell short, things has changed. You don't believe it? Look in Genesis 3 and 16. The Bible says, unto woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. Listen. And he shall rule over thee. Now, who changed what God said? And said, you don't tell me what to do. Wives, I'm talking to you. You are changing what God said. God said. And the reason why is because the woman fell short and the man was weaker as the woman. We've been a mess ever since Adam and Eve messed up. And the only way to straighten it out is to find Jesus. If you don't have Jesus, you still messed up. then, Genesis 3 and 19, in the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread till thou return to the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for thus thou art, and unto the dust thou shalt return. Live while you're living, because you're going back to be dirt. I don't care whether they burn you or bury you. You're going to still be dirt. But what we got to understand is that don't be so concerned about what that physical body, where it's going to end up. But what about your spiritual body? The physical body going back to the dirt. But now your spiritual body, you got a choice. You can enter into the joy of the Lord if you're a good servant. Or you can die and go to hell. It's your choice. Before sin, the earth yield is producing food freely to man in great abundance. But because of sin and disobedience, God pronounced a curse on the ground. And afterwards, grains and fruit came reluctantly, and man had to work hard and cultivate the ground in order to get anything to eat. No place for a lazy servant. You're a lazy servant, you ain't going to be able to eat. There are a whole lot of folk, if it was like God said it would be, you wouldn't have nothing to eat, no way. A lot of us is eating because of somebody's grace and somebody's mercy. Did not the Bible say you don't work, you don't eat? How many folk not working and still eating? And then won't serve a good God like that. Oh, glory. Again, I ask you, what kind of servant are you? As we look at our text this morning, and I'm going to be quick this morning because it's hot. Ain't. God gave us talents. And we look in our text this morning, it speaks in terms of money. But the modern use of talent refers to our natural gifts. Many gifts, but the same source, the same spirit. And the number of our talents depends on your ability to handle them. The Bible says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey." So the Bible says that the man gave them their talents, left them and went on a journey. One received 5, one received 2, one received just 1. The Bible declared that the one that received 5 talents went and traded with the same, made the other 5 talents. Likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. In other words, God came when it was time and said, "I come to get a report. I want to see what you've done with the thing that I gave you to do. I want to see how did you handle the thing that I gave you to work with. I gave you some talents. Now, what did you do with the talents that I gave you?" Now, the Bible declared that that had 5 talents went out and traded and got 5 more talents. So God lets us know that in this word that we got to make more of what God gives us. He don't give it to us just to sit there and hold it. He didn't give it to us to go and dig a hole in the ground and put it in the ground. But he gave you the talents to use them. And if you use them for the good, he will multiply and double that you already have. Anybody in here know anything about God giving back? Anybody ever gave a little bit and all of a sudden you seen blessings just coming out of nowhere? Those are the talents of God where you were profitable with what God had given you. And then God came back and doubled it in your behalf. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? But you can't be like one of those that are afraid to try things. You can't be afraid to try God. You can't be afraid to walk out on faith. You see that one with 1 talent, he didn't have faith in God.
He began to criticize God. He began to question God. Lord, I want to know, why is it that you don't treat me the same way you treat everybody else? The Bible says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. So what this tells us this morning is we manage our affairs correctly. God, in his love and his mercy, he will come back and do just what he said that he would do. But I want you to know that you can't be any kind of servant. You got to learn how to serve God with everything that you got. The Bible declared that he that received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2, I've gained 2 more. All you got to do is take and use what you got, and God will take care of you. But there are a whole lot of folk that like to make excuses. A whole lot of folks that I would if I could, but I just can't. But I come to tell you that can't all not be in your vocabulary. The Bible tells me I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. Stop by to tell Fowl's Chapel that we are nothing but servants of the Most High God. And the question this morning is, what kind of servant are you? Are you a good and faithful servant, or are you one that has to be pride and tuned up? Are you a servant that you can't depend on? Are you a servant that can't nobody find you when the work needs to be done? We got some folk that says you can depend on me. All you got to do is just call me and I'll be to your rescue. But when you dial the number, the blind is busy. When you dial the number, they look at the caller ID. Say, oh, I know they must want something from me. So they turn their back and don't answer the phone. What kind of servant are you when you come into the house of God? And the Bible say, open up your mouth and lift up and praise the Lord our God. But we'd rather sit down and quench the spirit. We better sit down and hold on to ourselves. But I come to tell you, let yourself go. You ought to stick those hands and throw them up to glory. Tell God, I'm not what I used to be. But I thank God I'm moving on to higher heights. You done brought me a mighty long way. And I found out by the word of God that I'm nothing but a servant in this land. And as long as I live, I'm going to be a servant. I want to die being a servant. For the Lord said, when I come back to visit you, will I find you so doing? When God come back, will you be working in the vineyard? Or will you be sitting somewhere under the shade tree? There's going to be somebody this evening. They're going to miss their mark because they won't do what God wants them to do. They're the wrong kind of servant. They're a lazy, slothful servant. You ought to be an energetic servant. You ought to be ready to go anytime. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that God has done for me, that give me a mind to want to serve him. Anybody want to serve the Lord this morning? Say, yeah. Anybody want God on their side? You see, if you're not a profitable servant, you are going to go to hell one day. For the Bible says, out of darkness there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In other words, if you don't have your house in order, when God come back to visit you, you are not in this place to stay, but you're going to leave here after a while. And I want to know, what kind of servant are you? Are you serving God on this side? See, I want to work while it's day, for night coming when no man can work. What kind of servant are you? Are you one that the only way that you can serve is when you get patted on the back? Or the only way you can serve is when somebody's showing you a few dollars? The only way you can serve is when somebody go out of their way to let you have your way? But I found out that it's not my way all the time. But I still got to be a servant of the Most High God. I got to let go and let God have his way. What kind of servant are you? I'm a servant of the Most High King. And I want to hear him say, well done. But he's not going to say well done until you get up and do something. If you're always sitting there complaining, always scratching your head, always hunching somebody, always finding some fault, what kind of servant are you? You ought to be a servant this morning that's full of love, full of joy, got the fruits of the Spirit. I know I can't change everybody, but if I let my light shine, that somebody might see Jesus in my life. What kind of servant are you? I got to learn how to humble myself. See, you can't be proud and boisterous. You can't be sitting up on the pedestal and be the kind of servant God wants you to be. You got to humble yourself. You got to get down where God wants you to be and know that God is the one in control. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to the Lord thy God. God gives you talents. Every one of us got gifts. And we got gifts according to the ability that we have. Be careful what you ask for. Because sometimes you be sitting there and you be praying. Say, Lord, I wish you'd give me a little more grace. Lord, I wish you'd let me sing like such and such. Lord, I wish you'd let me do this. If God lets you do it, then you got to do it. You got to be careful what you ask for. Sometimes, when you be saying that and you look and you seem like the grass is so much green over there, be careful. It might be fake grass. They may have laid that grass last night. It didn't come up out the ground. Somebody laid that down and it looked good to your eye. But I thank God, I thank my God that he is able. He is still able to have mercy on us. Think about it. Those of us that I said that are still eating and not working, that's the mercy and grace of God. Where God has put somebody in your life. Somebody that said, I'm going to make a way until you can find your way. I don't want to do it all the time, but I'm going to do it long enough until you can get your act together. A lot of us have been there. Our mothers, our fathers, and friends even have waited on us to arrive and to get in a place where we can be what God can use us. God can't use you when you're so stubborn and you got such a mean, nasty spirit that God can't get down and minister unto you. But if you want to be a true servant of God, all you got to do is say, here I am, Lord. Send me. I'll go wherever you want me to go. But be careful, because when you say wherever you want me to go, he may send you somewhere in the midst of some folk you don't like. He may send you in a hellhole just to let that hellhole see some light. And there's going to be some critics on the outside. The same way they talked about Jesus. Why is he hanging with the sinners? Why is he hanging with the tax collectors? He ought to be hanging with the saved folk. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why Jesus said, if you're already saved, then I've done my job with you. But I got to spend my energy and my efforts to reach out to that one, that boy, that girl, that man, or that woman that don't know me like you know me. If you want to be a servant of the Most High God, be a good servant. And when I say a good servant, that don't mean that you're going to be a perfect person. I say be a good servant. A servant is just ready to serve. I thank God, I just reflected back to when Judy introduced me last week. See, I had a servant spirit, but I didn't get it all by myself. It was implanted within me. And then it was nourished through my rearing. Because when I was a little boy, we had old people in the neighborhood. And I was instructed, if Miss Margie, if Miss such and such needs you for something, you go do it. Don't you take a dime. I don't care what they offer you. You just go do it. And every now and again, the sweet little old ladies, they say, I know your mama told you not to give you nothing, but don't tell her. Eat it before you get back. There are some good people. And when you said back in the day when it said take a village to raise a child, I wish we had the village back. Amen. These natives we got now, oh, glory. Amen. You better not say none of these children. If the child don't cuss you out, you got to wait on mom and them to come and cuss you out. These new day children to cuss you plumb out. But that, don't let that make you fearful. You ought to jack them up. Because somebody got to take a stand and be the real servant. Somebody got to be the real parent. Somebody got to be the adult. It's all right to make them cry sometimes. It's all right to hurt their feelings sometimes. Because you're doing it to make them a better person tomorrow. Tomorrow. Because see, today you taking care of them. But tomorrow they're going to be taking care of themselves. So they need to know what the real world is like. And they tell me that in the real world, don't nobody give you nothing. You got to work. You got to strive. And you got to be humble. What kind of servant are you? What talents have God given you? And you choose to sit down on them. You know you got them. And you denying God, denying the people of God, and actually denying yourself spiritual blessings because you are not utilizing the talents that God has given you. If you are one of those that God has blessed with a talent and you don't use it, you are just like the one that had one talent and dug a hole. It wasn't that what he did was wicked or wrong, but it was just the mere fact that he didn't choose to serve God. That's the essence of that whole parable, is that God is going to hold us accountable for the talents and for the service that we are supposed to give to mankind. I'm not the judge. I just run my mouth. But you're going to stand before God. And he knows everything. So let us get our houses in order. Let us be the kind of servants that when we stand before our God, we can hear those sweet words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant."